Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Alhamdulillahi wahdah, wassalatu wassalamu ala man la nabiyya ba'dah, ala man la nabiyya ba'dahu, wala kitaba ba'da kitabihi, wala shari'ata ba'da shari'atih, wala ummata ba'da ummatih. Amma ba'du, fa'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Yu'ti al-hikmata man yasha', ومن يؤت الحكمة فقد أوتي خيرا كثيرا وما يذكر إلا أولو الألباب. وقال تعالى: لقد من الله على المؤمنين إذ بعث فيهم رسولا من أنفسهم يتلو عليهم آياته ويزكيهم ويعلمهم الكتاب والحكمة. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: لا يؤمن أحدكم حتى يكون هواه تبعا لما جئت به. أو كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم. جزى الله عنا نبينا محمدا صلى الله عليه وسلم بما هو أهله. Most respected honorable ulama kiram, Hufaz of the Quran, brothers and elders, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has placed each one of us in this earthly life. And life is synonymous with challenges, with ups and downs. We are surrounded by different shades and types of people. We have to learn how to negotiate in different situations. We have to adopt that stance that way we know the better solution rather than only the good solution. Sometimes in situations when we are confronted, we look at what is right and what is wrong, and we forget about the stance that we're supposed to adopt in achieving that right or that good. So there is methodology, there is wisdom that a person has to adopt when even trying to achieve that which is good. In the nikah, when the nikah takes place, then the ayah, one of the verses that we always hear being recited, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu taqullaha wa qulu qawlan sadida. Ulama always explain to us, what is qawlan sadida? Qawlan sadida is not only to say the truth. So when there is that marital dispute between husband and wife, then a person has to know what is right and what is wrong. And then he has to say the truth in the correct manner. And he has to say it at the correct time. When all of these components are found, then only it is termed as qawlan sadida. A person can say the truth, but in a very uncultured manner, then that is not da'wah to the deen of Allah. Then you'll be chasing a person away from the deen of Allah, although what you have quoted was Quran and Hadith. Although what you have said may have been correct. But if the stance that we adopt is incorrect, the manner of speech is uncultured, it's not polite, it's not becoming for that position or for the personality, then we failed. Unfortunately, many a times, if we look around, whether it be marital dispute, sometimes in a business relationship, there is nothing major that has happened. But it was one small folly which leads to that partnership and that problem all breaking away. A marriage maybe could have lasted for 20, 30 years, perhaps there's even grandchildren involved. One is ulama are dealing with cases where there are children, and we're trying to explain to the partners, to say, listen, let's make it work, we've got children involved. Now the senior ulama are saying, we have to talk to the grandparents, you've got grandchildren involved. How we separate the time of grandchildren? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the ayah, in the verse of the Quran, speaks about not just knowledge. A station and a position higher than that is wisdom. Higher than just knowledge is wisdom. Why? Simply, beautifully said in English. You see, knowledge is to know that a tomato or a tomato is a fruit. Wisdom is to know not to put it in the fruit salad. A tomato is a fruit, classified a fruit. But we don't put it in fruit salad, that's wisdom. So to adopt that wisdom, if you look in the Mubarak seerah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the life of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is termed in the Quran Sharif as al-hikmah. وَيُعَلِّمُهُمُ الْكِتَابَ وَالْحِكْمَةِ. That O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, disseminate, teach, propagate, teach the believers, teach the ummah and the followers, al-kitab, the Quran Sharif, wal-hikmah, and the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is classified as hikmah, as wisdom. Every action of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was an act of wisdom. It was full of wisdom. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, just a few examples. If we look into the Mubarak seerah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then in Sulhul Hudaybiyah, the Treaty of Hudaybiyah, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had negotiated the treaty with the kuffar. The treaty was about to be signed. But the first incident is what's written in the treaty, that هَذَا مَصَالَحَ عَلَيْهِ مُحَمَّدَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهِ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ. This is the treaty pact entered upon between Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the opposite party. So the kuffar come and they say, first point of contention, if we don't accept Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as the messenger of Allah, that's the first point. How do you write in the treaty he's the messenger of Allah? Please erase that. So leave Muhammad and take out Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So sahaba up in arms, they say, never. We're not ever going to, it's not hat in hand here now. We've given in to every other clause in the treaty. This one, no. Nabi Sam says, what's the big hoo-ha? He says, no, they want your title out, Rasulullah. So what they want? Muhammad only? No problem. Muhammad ibn Abdullah. Nothing major in it. There's a bigger picture to look at. Let's sign it. Oh, sahaba, show me where is it. I don't know where is it. Show me. So they showed Nabi Sam, this, what they want. So erase it. I'll scratch it out. So Nabi Sam says, let me scratch it out. He scratched it out. Sometimes victory is not in winning the battle. Sometimes victory is not in winning the battle. At times in a marital dispute, we're so concerned and headstrong on proving who's right and wrong, we forget what's right and wrong. We don't know how to take the challenge in the correct manner. So we have to know how to deal with situations. Then the time came, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, everything is signed. O my sahaba radiallahu anhum, let's pack, let's pick up our tents and let's move back to Madinah Tayyiba. So Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, qumu fanharu thumma ahliku. O sahaba radiallahu anhum, let's slaughter our animals because we came with the intention of umrah. We've been stopped and barred from performing our umrah, so the dam has to be given, the animal has to be slaughtered. O sahaba radiallahu anhum, slaughter the animal, shave your hair, let's go back to Madinah Tayyiba. Not a single sahabi is shaving his hair or slaughtering an animal. Nabi Sam is disturbed. He said, my sahaba who would fight to run and they would clash with each other to save my water of wudu, my blood will never be just thrown anywhere. Sahaba would fight for it, a piece of my hair, Mubarak. But what's happening in this situation? So Nabi Sam said, oh sahaba, qumu fanharu thumma ahliku. Like, what are you not understanding? So Nabi Sam is bewildered now. He says, sahaba, just not complain. And sometimes, this is the negative image we have. This is the negative that we keep about the opposite gender. Sometimes we feel, never make mashwara with your wives. Na'udhu billah. Here Nabi Sam goes into the tent. Blessed wife, Umm Salama radiallahu anha, can see Nabi Sam is disturbed. Ya Rasulallah, something is disturbing you. So Nabi Sam says, yes, I told Sahaba radiallahu anhum that slaughtered the animal, shaved the hair, let's go back. No one's complying. So Umm Salama gave it some thought. She said, Ya Rasulallah, I have got some advice and guidance. He says, okay, what do I do? He says, you yourself walk out of the tent. The first thing you will do is slaughter your animal in full view of the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, and then shave your hair and walk in. So Nabi Sam went out, not really understanding where it's leading to, slaughters the animal, shaves the hair, without even a word of advice and bayan. Immediately Sahaba rush to the animals, all slaughtering, shaving the hair, and they coming to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. But that was hikmah amaliya, the wisdom of Ummu Salama in action. He says, I know you, O Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, leave the bayans today. If today you show them, they will follow suit. Just practically demonstrate what you're going to do. Leave the bayan. Sahaba love you to death. If you're going to do it, they'll definitely do it. So Nabi Sam did it. Sahaba complied. And that was the wisdom from the advice of wisdom from Ummu Salama radiallahu anha. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, 25 years old, and that was the construction of the Kaaba Sharif. Famous incident we all are familiar with, but just to allude to that point, again, wisdom. The first person to enter the Kaaba Sharif, we all know it. The next day will be responsible for placing the Hajrul Aswad, the black stone, in position. And this was something everyone would pride himself to see. I had that opportunity. I was privileged. And everyone was there at that goal. We have to be here first. And when all the chieftains come, none other than Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is first. 25 years old. Nabi Sallam is in the Kaaba Sharif. And he's the first one to enter. The chiefs come after. You say, Ya Rasulullah, O Muhammad, you're the first one. The honor is yours. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, bring a piece of cloth. All the leaders of the different tribes, hold each one of you, hold one piece, one corner of the cloth. Let me place the black stone. And we would say we all placed it in position. We say we all did something for the construction of Kaaba Sharif. And they all were very happy. Subhanallah. Look at that wisdom that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam employed. You never say, I'm going to be the Nabi of the time. I'm the man. Let me put it into position. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam adopted wisdom and he won the hearts of the people with that act of wisdom of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Just that act. He won and he softened the hearts of the people around in Makkah Mukarramah. Like this, if we look into the life of the Aslaf, the pious predecessors, we always see incidents in which they employed wit. There was a lot of wit and wisdom. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, يُؤْتِ الْحِكْمَةَ مَنْ يَشَى. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants wisdom. This is a divine gift from Allah. Beautifully said, to learn knowledge, to gain rather, or to acquire knowledge, you have to study. To acquire knowledge, you have to study. To acquire wisdom, you have to observe. You want to gain wisdom? Observe. Which means this comes with a lot of expertise. It comes with old age. Wisdom comes when a person walks the path. When he's been through the mill, we would say. For this reason, advice for every one of us. That keeping in contact with our seniors in the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is wisdom. There's a lot of hikmah we would learn from them. From the seniors amongst us. Those that have been through the different times, the vicissitudes of times, you would say, throughout the history of South Africa and where we enjoy these glorious days today. So be with them. They would explain to us how they've reached there. And even in our businesses, in our families, the seniors amongst us, there's a lot to learn from them. Unfortunately, sometimes when the keys are given over to the youngsters and they drive the business to next levels, then they feel, see, we've done it. Old man couldn't have done this. And then it only takes one small mistake and the shop is closed. Business is down. He's out back in the streets. One small mistake it would have taken. Why? He didn't make mashwara now with his father, with his uncle, with his grandfather, whoever it may be, the old people that we have. That wisdom is what we are lacking. And that comes with age. It comes with expertise, which we have to learn from them. Amongst the pious, there was a person by the name of Abu Bakr Baqilani, rahimahullah. He was in the 4th century of Islam, although he passed away in the early 5th century. That would be 402 Hijri he passed away. But his life was largely in the 4th century of Islam. He was the Qadi and the chief just judge of the time. The Khalifa had called him and said that the Roman Emperor is calling for a Muslim scholar. So my decision is you go, engage with him. You may have some questions. Why I've chosen you from everyone else is due to your wit. There may be others who are more knowledgeable than you. But I think so you're smart, you outsmart any one of them. So you'd be the leader of this entourage. So they would be the learned scholars, but you lead the entourage. So Abu Bakr Baqilani rahimahullah is leading this entourage going towards Roman lands. He comes to the emperor and he stands outside and he realizes this is a shrewd ploy of this emperor. He's Christian, and protocol would be when you enter into any royal court is to bow yourself in front of the king or the person on the throne. And this king knew that Muslims would not bow down. So immediately he ordered his servicemen, you see the entrance to this royal court where we are going to be welcoming and receiving this Muslim group. That entrance, I want you to narrow it down and I want you to lower it. So for any person to enter from the front, he would have to bow down and he would be forced to kneel in front of me. So I know they may not want to, let's force them into it. So everything was arranged. Abu Bakr Baqilani comes, he looks at the entrance, he realizes that the emperor is behind, and I'm not supposed to be bowing down to anyone besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, sajda is only for Allah. Immediately he says, brothers, listen, Amir Sahab first. So he comes right to the entrance, he turns around and he enters into reverse, which means his rear is showing the emperor. So he says, okay, first plan failed. Look at how he's entering. He's realized what I wanted and everyone followed Abu Bakr Baqilani, the rest of the Muslims all entering. So he was upset, he's furious, disrespect. How can they show me their rear and enter the courtroom like this? So he said, okay. Anyway, they had some light talk. The emperor then introduces the people in the court and he says, with respect everything and decorum continues. He says, Qazi Saab, Abu Bakr, these are the monks or the bishops and so and so, so and so. So Abu Bakr, the Qadi himself, out of courtesy, respect, he stands up, he goes to them, remembers their name, and he goes to each one of them. You know what a serious face like, and really seriously friendly, like, good morning, sir, so and so, how are you? How's your family and how's your wife and children doing? So the emperor is furious. He says, excuse me, these are bishops, they don't get married. They don't have wife, they don't have children. See, Allahu Akbar, Subhanallah. Allah who is the greatest and the creator, how do you say that God has children? Christians, don't you believe he has a son? So the greatest almighty Allah, how can we say he has children? He doesn't have children. If you say these people don't have, how can Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have any children? And then the discussion continues. But just that point of the wit of Abu Bakr Baqilani rahimahullah. So in situations we are dealing with, then comes an incident of Qadi Iyas ibn Muawiyah rahimahullah. He was also a judge of the time. Like in today's time, this is amongst ourselves. You know, when we talk about Muslims, then we say, okay, he's a Maulana, he's a Qari, he's a Mufti, etc. And we know that certain people will hold a higher position because of studying more. In the Islamic system, the highest position was the judge. He was the Qadi. But to reach to that, he had to be a Mufti. Then he becomes the judge. He's got the expertise, he's got the wit, he's got experience behind him, and then he becomes the judge, the Qadi. The highest position in the Islamic rule will be the Qadi. So Qadi Iyas rahimahullah, one day one non-Muslim came to him, and he says, Qazi sahab, I just don't understand. You Muslims, you all say wine is haram. He says, yes, alcohol is haram. Again, the lesson for us, that the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not against logic. The deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is beyond our logic. There is a limit to how much we can understand. And there comes that point where we have to say, sami'na wa ata'na. Tasallamna. Now, ya Allah, we just submit in front of you. We don't know why. There would be points you would understand. It would be rational. It will make sense according to logic. And then comes a point beyond logic. You have to say, sami'na wa ata'na. We accept, we obey, and we listen. So he asked Qadi Sahib, what do you say about alcohol? He says, haram. Okay. How's fresh grapes? Halal. How about the juice, the fresh juice of grapes? Permissible, halal. Water, permissible, halal. And he gave him a few names of ingredients in isolation. How about this individually? Halal. This one individually? Halal. He says, Qazi Sahib, I don't understand. All the ingredients is halal. When I mix it up, it makes wine, but it's haram for you. It's okay. I can't quote Quran and Hadith to this man. How do I give him an answer? So he says, oh, excuse me, sir. If I take these few pebbles and I throw it at you, would you get hurt? Would you? He says, no. He said, if I take some water and I throw it on you, maybe a bucket or a liter of water, would that injure you? He says, no. He says, I take some powder and I throw it at you, will that hurt and pain? He says, no. He says, okay, let me take those stones. Let me put cement powder. Let me put water, let it settle. Let me get a nice brick, and now I hit you. He says, hold on, Qazi Sahib, now you can kill me. He says, well, exactly with wine. It can be even worse than that. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows the divine wisdoms and reasons behind it. But if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said it's haram, it is haram, we don't go any further into any reason into it. When there was one Bedouin, he was, in Urdu they say, one baddu, one dehati, a person from the village didn't know too much. So someone was arguing and he was speaking about meat. Muslim and non-Muslim, they were arguing. Muslim is saying, swine, haram, we don't eat pig meat. It's haram. He says, wow, but who created it? Allah created it. Well, steak, cow, who created it? Allah created it. He says, goat, Allah created. So, why do you eat mutton? You would eat steak, but you won't eat swine. I don't understand. All Allah created. He says, so this person didn't know how to answer. When Dihati was passing by, ordinary person, he says, but what you're arguing about? He says, no, I don't know how to explain to this man that this khinzir of here is haram. So this is what he has thrown at me. I don't know how to answer him. He says, excuse me, sir, you married? He says, yeah, I'm married. Where are you married? He says, no, in a certain village, about 100 kilometers away. So far you went, you got sisters, yeah. He says, your sister and that girl, both are ladies, isn't it? Why you went to get married there? You need to get married to a female, get married to your sister. Finish, that was the answer. There are certain boundaries that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us. We don't have to understand why. We will do and die. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said we have to do it, we accept it. And this is that point we're trying to drive home for every one of us, that in our homes, in our businesses, one is what is right and wrong. Sometimes there can be a dispute. We will take it to an alim, we will take it to the family head, say you judge, we'll take it to the father. And sometimes it can just be husband and wife. It's not only about what is right and wrong. Sometimes we have this mentality. Mulana, you have to call a spade. No mincing my words. Take the bull by the horns. But Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam displayed and taught us wisdom. This is a divine gift from Allah. How do we gain this wisdom? Make dua to Allah. Be subservient to Allah. Be close to the deen of Allah. Love the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Such personalities, how often isn't it that a person is, you're stuck. It's a catch-22. You can't see a way out of it. And you take it to some senior alim and you say, Hazrat, I'm really stuck over here, crossroads. I don't know what to do. And then within a few minutes, he gives you a solution. Like you think, wow, like Hazrat, how you knew that now? Allah subhanahu, that intrusion, Allah subhanahu just blesses them, opens up that fog that's in front of us. This fog we cannot see, but with the divine spiritual light that they have been blessed with, they can show us the way ahead. And that strength we all can develop within ourselves. When we love Quran, we look at Quran, we read Quran, we understand Quran Sharif. We love the sunnah of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, we walk the sunnah of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and we become the true servants and slaves of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Lovers of the sunnah of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Allah blesses us with that wisdom. Allah will bless us, then our decisions will be par excellence inshallah. We won't get it wrong. Example, another practical example. It comes in the books of the bygone days that a person came. There were two neighbors. One was a person who had lambs, sheep, and he had his herdsman, had a flock. His neighbor, he had dogs, vicious, ferocious. He would use them for hunting. And sometimes those dogs, maybe perhaps they wanted to be spoiled on the day. They'll jump over the fence, eat a lamb, kill a lamb sometimes, and they would go back. So this neighbor, he'd been to his neighbor, he said, listen, we enjoy very good relations and friendship. Please man, look after your dogs. Perhaps let's go 50-50, we raise the wall. But something we have to do. He says, listen, you do what you need to do. I'm not doing anything to you, these are my dogs, you can go teach them the lesson. Anyway, stubborn, didn't want to change. So this neighbor of sheep and lambs, he comes to the judge. He says, Qazi Sahab, please, I'm going to bring the matter to you and I want you to decide, make a decision. So Qazi Sahab said, for me to make a decision, that's part of my, you know, daily chores. I can make a decision, but I've got a question for you. Is that man your friend? He says, yes. He says, what's more important, your lambs or your friendship? He says, the friendship. He says, okay. You know what, I can have an out-of-court settlement of here. We can strike a deal for you. I can give you something. He says, but Qazi, what better than pass a decision, just force him. He says, no. What you do is, if you've got one or two extra lambs, do me a favor. Now and then, don't you exchange gifts with your neighbor? He says, yeah, I do. He says, see, take one or two lambs, go give it to the child of your neighbor. So he took two lambs, he gave it to the neighbor. He says, this is a gift for your son. He would love them because my children, they love these lambs. Just, you know, give it to your son. His son really adored those lambs. Father seen it. He said, listen, now we need to have strong kennels for these dogs. They must not attack these lambs because my son loves it. 1 week later, he says, Qazi Sahab, no more any attacks. There's no attacks anymore. He says, simple. Sometimes good fences make good neighbors. That's all. You just have to give him something. He knows who you are. He realized that you just had to give him, he knows the value of the lamb, give it to the son. He says, no, these are valuable lambs, the son likes it, so let me be careful now. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us that tawfiq, that ability, that wisdom we need to employ, we need to learn. In every situation, wisdom is something that we have to learn. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us. In whichever situation we find ourselves, that is not only about what is right. It's about it being said in the right manner, at the right time, in the opportune moment. We have to seize the right opportunity, ask people for advice. How do I, you know, navigate around this issue? Take advice from people. Make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There are so many incidents of Luqman Hakim. Luqman was known as Luqman Hakim, Luqman the wise. But it's for us, we can look up those incidents, the advice he had given his sons, the advice that the old in our society give us, whether it's business or other related. So that advice is important for us because that constitutes now wisdom. Because wisdom, what does wisdom entail? It entails, it incorporates knowledge, deep understanding and tolerance. And you have to know how to apply that knowledge. Not just knowing it, it's about the application of it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless every one of us with wisdom, with true knowledge, with the love of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and help the ummah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam around the world. Wa akhir da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. Subhanallah.